The JSE All-Share Index closed slightly in the red today in the midst of generally weaker global markets. Industrials are down by 0.77%, dragged by Naspers. Financials are closing higher by 0.76% and the resi low by 0.25%. In studio now for the markets wrap is Viv Govender from Rand Swiss Offshore. Viv, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so market closing slightly red today in the midst of everything going on in EM. I'm quite surprised by this.
Yeah, but remember we're getting a bit of a boost coming through from the rand being a bit weaker over time, and so that's helped us for the last little while. If you can in rand terms, you know, we don't look that bad. Look in dollar terms, and our market is down. I think a couple of days ago, our market is down close to 30% since February. In dollar terms. Mm. So it's a huge drop in dollar terms. It's easily a bear market in dollar terms for our market.
Mm. And so we really have been in full thrust of the EM weakness.
Beyond EM weakness, we've been falling ever since the budget speech effectively in February. Yeah. So if you look at that, that's a big bit higher in the year, and we've fallen ever since then.
The rand at a horrible level, 1470.
Yeah. Look, I think in all fairness, most people are assuming the rand is probably a sub, like 13 some change at the very weakest, you know, in reality. But I think the stats are something like 2/3 out of the time the rand is outside where the fair value zone is, either over or undervalued, usually undervalued. And so just because fair value is probably below 14, there's no guarantee that we'll go there, you know, anytime soon. That being said, I think that part of this thing is international, you know, things. We talk about Argentina, we talk about Turkey, those kind of factors. Yeah. But some of it is self-induced. I mean, we did have the ratings down, the growth forecast being downgraded for us. We have had, of course, this big blowout in terms of the monthly budget, deficit, a budget gap. We do have obviously the issues in South Africa around like the land expropriation thing and so on. And that's self-inflicted.
So part of it, yes, absolutely self-inflicted. Okay, let's go on to some of the companies. All Mutual coming out with results today. Flat earnings, the stock 2% down on the news. What is that special divvy of 1 rand per share all about?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's obviously part of the whole restructuring process that's happening there. One thing I did notice is interesting there that they did the Africa business grew by 30%, which is a nice little tick up there. And the insurance business was up like 80-something percent. A bit of positivity coming through there. So there is maybe some opportunity for the market, you know, especially in Africa where it's reasonably, I think, it's almost a brownfield kind of thing where you can, or greenfield, sorry, where you can go in and get a step in that's, you know, going to be very profitable going forward. But, you know, of course, we'll talk in a second. Africa has its own challenges as well.
Yeah, okay. So would you get into that stock now?
Not right now. I do think it is a linkage to the economy and, the economy doing as weak as it is right now. Yeah. I wouldn't be into anything South Africa that's GDP in South Africa linked.
One of the stocks that rose today was MTN, up by about 3%, after falling 19% yesterday. Is it a buy? Should you get it?
Look, I mean, it's coming to a point right now where the Nigeria business is almost going to be like a real, you know, multi, like a mutual had it with these American operations in the financial crisis. I do think it's probably is a buy, you know. I do think that, you know, some of the stuff that's been asked by the Nigerian government is likely to be fought, etc. But I mean, when you have a country like Nigeria where you don't have the rule of law being as strong as some other places, let's say, right, you're not going to find the Nigerian government losing in courts many times, you know what I mean? We might find the US government, the UK government losing in court, you know, but the Nigerian government won't lose as often in their courts. And when they go against you, like they seem to have gone against, you know, MTN, it's difficult for that operation to like persist there. But then again, it's made a lot of money in the past, and if they can basically find a way to overcome it, and there is going to be a change in government as well coming soon.
Okay, so you're saying that it's a buy at around about 89 rand?
Probably a buy longer term, but not right now. I can't say for the next couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Longer term, I think it is.
Steinhoff, down by 5%.
Not a buy.
Okay, sales. Having a sales updating that revenue was up 2% for the 9 months to June, but they didn't give any profitability updates. So what was the worth of that, actually?
The problem with Steinhoff is that you don't know whether or not the business is worth anything. You don't know how big these losses are in there and what's involved. Mm-hmm. Look, if there was more certainty and like if we can get some kind of results coming through in terms of what the certainty is, as exactly what the components of it are worth and what the assets are and what the actual losses are going to be like, of course, then we can make some judgments here. It's not going to be 100 rands, it's not going to be like 70 rands or 50 rands or even 20 rands in the near term. But possible there is some value there. I'm just joking. It's not definitely not a buy. But I don't know enough to say buy or not. So therefore, if you don't know enough, don't do something.
Hey, well, the market doesn't like it. Yeah. Share price down by 5%. Gold stocks moving up today. Sibanye, a nice move, up by 6%.
Yeah. Look at gold's kind of holding on the 1,200 dollar an ounce level. A bit of uncertainty coming into play again, and of course, gold positive. These gold companies right now, I prefer to play directly by the gold price itself, you know, as opposed to playing by the gold companies because of some of the issues they've been having, especially on safety and so on, which I don't like to be involved in.
Your stock pick?
At the moment, I think people get offshore, but not right now. Okay, so I'm thinking that.
Look, is it cash or is it oil?
oil worked out. Oil is about $78 a barrel at the moment. It's come back a little bit, so oil is still making a play. But right now, I'm like people are calling me up, and the biggest thing is, do we get out at 14.50? It goes back to 14.30. Do we get out? You know, that kind of thing. And I do think that if you wait a little bit longer, you'll get a better price than that. You know, everything calms down. So I would say that don't. Be prepared to move offshore, but don't do it right now. The value of the rand is just too weak.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the technical charters are concerned about the global S&P, about the S&P index being in record territory. Are you concerned?
Look, I was concerned. The S&P has blown out versus other, look at other markets, like the European markets, they normally have comparisons too. But I've seen this nice, interesting paper. Think about it. 100 years ago when they invented the car, Germany had a car, UK had a car, US had a car. They invented the aeroplane. Germany made aeroplanes. You know, different people make aeroplanes. They invented Facebook. Who else makes Facebook? Who else makes Google? Who else makes Amazon? What has happened right now is that first mover advantage when it comes to these huge tech companies is global. And much of the growth that's happened in the US, in the S&P especially, has been these tech results that are coming through that are feeding these things higher. And these things are not something you can be reflecting other parts of the world because they don't have these companies except in China. So when you do have one part of the world having all the innovation and all the growth happening, yes, it's going to go beyond what the normal valuations are because that's where all the profitability is.
So you're really putting your money behind the fangs?
I am putting my money behind the S&P, the US at the moment. I do think that despite all the factors involved, there are no tech companies in the EU. Why is that? All of them are in the US. And there's a reason that the US is doing so well. It's not just because it's overvalued versus the European Union.
Okay, that's a very good argument. Thanks so much for coming in today. That was the governor from Rand Swiss Offshore. Your stock pick?
At the moment, I think people get offshore, but not right now. Okay, so I'm thinking that.
is it cash or is it oil?
oil worked out. Oil is about $78 a barrel at the moment. It's come back a little bit, so oil is still making a play. But right now, I'm like people are calling me up, and the biggest thing is, do we get out at 14.50? It goes back to 14.30. Do we get out? You know, that kind of thing. And I do think that if you wait a little bit longer, you'll get a better price than that. You know, everything calms down. So I would say that don't. Be prepared to move offshore, but don't do it right now. The value of the rand is just too weak.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the technical charters are concerned about the global S&P, about the S&P index being in record territory. Are you concerned?
Look, I was concerned. The S&P has blown out versus other, look at other markets, like the European markets, they normally have comparisons too. But I've seen this nice, interesting paper. Think about it. 100 years ago when they invented the car, Germany had a car, UK had a car, US had a car. They invented the aeroplane. Germany made aeroplanes. You know, different people make aeroplanes. They invented Facebook. Who else makes Facebook? Who else makes Google? Who else makes Amazon? What has happened right now is that first mover advantage when it comes to these huge tech companies is global. And much of the growth that's happened in the US, in the S&P especially, has been these tech results that are coming through that are feeding these things higher. And these things are not something you can be reflecting other parts of the world because they don't have these companies except in China. So when you do have one part of the world having all the innovation and all the growth happening, yes, it's going to go beyond what the normal valuations are because that's where all the profitability is.
So you're really putting your money behind the fangs?
I am putting my money behind the S&P, the US at the moment. I do think that despite all the factors involved, there are no tech companies in the EU. Why is that? All of them are in the US. And there's a reason that the US is doing so well. It's not just because it's overvalued versus the European Union.
Okay, that's a very good argument. Thanks so much for coming in today. That was the governor from Rand Swiss Offshore.